Now Mishnah Hey. Back to the topic at hand of going back to the Edom and accepting Edom. So it describes how the scene worked. It says Chatzar Gadol Aisa BYerushalayim. There was a big courtyard in Jerusalem, obviously referring to the time when the Beis Kodesh still stood. Ubeis Ya'azek Aisa Nikres. It was called Beis Ya'azek. Literally that means like the area surrounded by a stone wall. What it means. Okay, so there was a courtyard there. Ulasham kola Edom Misconsum. And that was where all the Edom would like collect, they'd gather over there. Rashi learns this is only happening on Shabbos, as we'll see in a second, the context. And the Rambam says, no, this was like every time they came witnesses, this is where they kept them for interrogation. Well, based in Botkin Osam Sham. And over there, the Basin would check them out, would investigate them, interrogate them. Usudos Gedolos Osam Lahem. And the Basin would make big meals for the people who showed up to testify as they're hanging out there in the Beis Ya'azek, b'shvil shayu ragilim lavo, so they should be accustomed to come. Point is, they would show up having walked 10 miles or 20 miles, and they come there and they see 50 other people also testifying ahead of them, and we'll see, it's first come first serve. So ironically, the people who walk farthest will come last. They'll be very disheartened and they'll feel, you know, I'm not doing this again. So therefore, to sort of entice them to come again, they'd make them feel important and they would they'd speak them up and give them a big meal, and so they think it wasn't so bad, it wasn't for nothing. Berishon Elohayu Zazim Misham Kol Yom. Now we're reverted back to Shabbos. Literally it says, I'll explain after, let me explain the words, then I'll explain the concept. It means, originally they didn't move from there, Kol Yom, all day, meaning on Shabbos, because of the issues of Tumen. Let me go back and explain it afterwards. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, and Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, either the word Zaken may not be in your Girsa, but it's definitely him, because of the base of Mikdash again. He was Mesaken Shu Molichen Alpaim Amal Kol Ruach. They were allowed to walk 2,000 Amos in every direction. Okay? Now let me background what's going on here. There's a din of Tum. You can't leave beyond 2,000 Amos past of where you've set up shop for Shabbos, where your home is for Shabbos. That's 2,000 Amos outside of the city. Now, lahalacha, forget this just in general. Once you've walked out of that area, so now you're going to be restricted in your movement, it depends. If you're in a Rishus Haram, you're just totally marooned. You're stuck. As soon as you realize you walked too far, you can't walk more than Dalar Amos from where you found out, so you're stuck. That's bad news. Okay? Now, if you left on Ones, like they chased you out of your house, or B'shogeg, you just lost track of whatever, it was Shabbos, or didn't realize how far you were, whatever it is. So now, if you find yourself conveniently inside a Rishus Yachid, so you're in Rishus Yachid, so you can walk, you're confined to that space, but at least you can walk around, you know, throughout the Rishus Yachid, which is, you know, in a place like Beit Shemesh, with Ramah Beit Shemesh in the area, you got the whole city to walk around, so you're in a good shape. Once you've left, I'm talking, once you've left Tchum. Tchum is the 2,000 Amos around the city. So I'm saying once you've left the Tchum, that's it. Now when you discover that you've left the Tchum, you're now restricted. Let me explain, and we'll come back after. Let me explain, then we'll take questions. But here, this person now, if he discovers he's gone too far, and he's now out of the Tchum, so if he's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and he left either as an Anos, like his forced out, or as a Shogeg, he didn't know what he was doing, he made a mistake, then you'll be able to move around in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If he left Bemezid, so then not, he's not just stuck in his Dalar Amos in Rosh Hashanah Ram, but even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we make him like basically glue him to his chair. You say, you have to pay the price for not letting you move one inch. So you, well, six, I guess, 6 feet, you're restricted. You can't move even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's the din in the luft, in the abstract, you know, in principle. Now, in practice here, what happened was, these people are coming from way far away, potentially, and ending up in Jerusalem. Inside Beis Ya'azek, which is for sure Rishus Yachid, because that's the point, that's it's boxed in, and inside Jerusalem, which I'll explain in a second, is actually Machlokas. If the word Misham from there refers to just Beis Ya'azek, the one little courtyard they were confined to, or if they were able to go throughout all of Jerusalem, okay. That's just a Machlokas. Most learn that it's they were confined. Well, it's a machlokas, okay? Tosos learns that Jerusalem had holes in the walls at the time, and therefore it wasn't properly surrounded, and therefore you couldn't walk around Jerusalem. It was only Beis Ya'azek. Others learn there's the whole of Jerusalem they could walk around, okay? Tosos, Yontef, whatever. Machlokas there. In any case, Rabbi Gamliel said, listen, if people are confined, they're going to be very irritated and not going to come back a second time on Shabbos. So he was a Mesaken, he made a Tekana, that they should be able to move around, even 2,000 Amos outside of Jerusalem. In other words, they treated it as if like there were local city inhabitants, like everybody else. You know, just speaking it out in case... Nowadays our cities are very big, like we don't really think much about leaving Tchum, like who would possibly want to walk miles and miles and miles into the middle of nowhere on Shabbos. But if cities are smaller, which they were, and like people lived outside of the city potentially, and like, you know, wasn't was spread out. So therefore if you're outside the walls, you just haven't got very far to walk, they felt restricted. Therefore Rabban Gamliel, Hazakim was Masak, and these people should be able to move around like regular city residents. Right? Now the issue here is there's a machlokas exactly why he was misak in this. Some learn the bottom line is that he learned. Listen, they came with permission. The basin said they have to come, and the Torah says they have to come. So once they're coming from permission, with permission, then like the whole restriction shouldn't apply to them at all. Like, why should they be restricted? Like they left the tchum, but beheter. It wasn't even like put your onus and I told you mazer, but this is. The Torah said come, so now why should we restrict it? So that's Tosi Yom Tov learns like that, and the Magid Mishnah learns like that, that basically now that they came with permission that they are like normal city residents. He basically just was Magala. That's how others learn that Rabban Gamliel basically made a special dispensation for these guys so that they shouldn't, you know, they won't be bombed out and not come back a second time. Okay, either way, that's the context of the Mishnah here. I'll just read it again so you see how it works in the words here. I don't know. We say Bereshona lo hayu zazin misham kol yom. Originally, they weren't able to move from there, either from Beis Yadzek or from the whole of Jerusalem, kol yom, the whole of Shabbos, and that's why Rashi learns this whole all happening on Shabbos. You see, Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazakin and Rabban Gamliel Hazakin made the takana shiu a mahalchin alpaim amal kol ruach. They could walk from Beis Yadzek or out of Jerusalem a full 2,000 almost like a normal resident. Okay, velo elu bilvad. Not just so now Rabban Gamliel's takana. Either way is going to apply beyond the scope of just people coming for Kiddush HaChodesh. So even if I said, remember I told you according to Tosi Yom Tov, like since they're coming with permission anyways, there's no big Kiddush in Rabban Gamliel's new Takana, but it becomes a big Kiddush now with other people who like really Midoraisa may not have had a permission to come necessarily, but now they're allowed to come because of other considerations, and therefore he was lenient on them and said, we'll give you a full 2,000 amos so you won't hesitate from coming in the future. So these are them. Velo elu bilvad, not just the witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh, el af hachama haba liyaled, even the midwife. Remember we saw this not so long ago in Shabbos. You can call a midwife in to help deliver the baby, even if you have a local midwife. So you can call the midwife in from out of town and come in. So once she's come, normally now she's marooned because she left her home. She's now no longer. She was allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of saving. It's not Mechal Shabbos, for the sake of the pregnant woman. Once the baby is born, now the normal laws of Shabbos should kick in. Now she should be restricted to her Dalet Amos because she left. Right. So he said, we'll loosen it up so that they won't resist coming back again. And this is actually the basis, I don't get into it so much now, but the basis for Moshe's famous tshuvas, like Hatzalah and doctors and so on, they go and come back. One of the reasons on Shabbos, one of the reasons why is that they won't hesitate in the future to take a call. If you're a Hatzalah guy and you think, oh gosh, now we've been ruined and like wherever I'm going to be the rest of Shabbos, you'll hesitate and that could cost lives. Therefore, he said, you know, you come back, don't hesitate. That's one of the.
What was the date of that?
Yeah, I think it was literally 1984. I have no idea. I think it's a general cost. When nurses go, I know like lots of people here work in like, say, Shem Chesed. It's a Jew of his. Yeah, about Hatzalah. But I'm saying that's the minute that I think doctors come and go on Shabbos. They have like an Arab driver that drives them to and from or whatever the story is. But the point is,
midwives.
What? Midwives. They stick around for the rest of Shabbos.
Why? Sure.
I don't know. I can't say. I just don't know. I don't know. Anyways, I think they could rely on the same sort of kula. Okay. Anyways, so we're just saying that's where this comes down. Also, haba lahatzel min hadaleika, a person comes who to save people from a fire. The fire broke out in the city, so the firemen come from out of town, right? So again, the same story, we'll give them this special dispensation that they can move around so they won't hesitate in the future. Umin hagayis. Gayis means like an attacking army, like, you know, like the troops are coming. So you fortify the city and act as a to help the city from the marauding troops. So then again, you're not restrained. Umin ha-nahar, and also a river. You know, rivers overflowing are dangerous things. It's funny. You see it in the news, like Bangladesh and so, but anyways, yeah, in Missouri they had it out there, right? But it can be serious. So if the river overflows, you come to the rescue, you're not stuck. And finally, Umin ha-mapolis. Mapolis is like a collapsed building. We've seen it a few times. So if a building collapses, then you start to have to digging people out of the rubble, Khalila. So once everyone's been dug out, then you can still, you want to go back home. So they'll give you 2,000 almas at least. So Horei Elu Ka'anshi Ha'ir will treat these people who came from out of town as if they're locals, members of the local city, so they can move. V'yesh lem alpayim amalikol ruach. They'll have 2,000 amas of movement in all directions.